How to keep a conversation flowing naturally. Maintaining natural conversation flow is one of the most valuable social skills you can develop. Whether you're networking at a business event, meeting someone new, or deepening relationships with friends and colleagues, the ability to keep conversations engaging and effortless can transform your personal and professional life. Many people struggle with awkward silences, forced exchanges, or conversations that feel stilted and unnatural. However, with the right techniques and mindset, anyone can learn to create meaningful dialogue that flows seamlessly from topic to topic. The foundation of natural conversation lies in understanding that great dialogue is less about talking and more about connecting. When conversations flow naturally, both participants feel heard, valued, and engaged. This creates a positive feedback loop where each person contributes more openly, leading to deeper and more satisfying interactions. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore proven strategies for keeping conversations flowing naturally, from mastering the art of active listening to developing your storytelling abilities. You'll learn how to read social cues, overcome conversation anxiety, and build genuine rapport with anyone you meet. Understanding the psychology of natural conversation. Before diving into specific techniques, it's essential to understand what makes conversations feel natural versus forced. Natural conversations share several key characteristics. They have a rhythm that feels comfortable to both participants, they include mutual interest and engagement, and they allow for organic topic transitions without abrupt changes or awkward pauses. The human brain is wired for connection and storytelling. When we engage in natural conversation, we're actually participating in an ancient social ritual that helped our ancestors build communities and share important information. This is why conversations that tap into our fundamental need for connection feel so satisfying and energizing. One of the biggest obstacles to natural conversation flow is self-consciousness. When we're overly focused on what to say next or worried about how we're being perceived, we lose the ability to be present and responsive to our conversation partner. This creates a disconnect that makes dialogue feel forced and uncomfortable. The foundation, active listening. Active listening is the cornerstone of natural conversation flow. Most people think conversation skills are primarily about talking, but the opposite is true. The best conversationalists are exceptional listeners who make others feel heard and understood. Active listening involves several key components. Full attention, give your conversation partner your complete focus. Put away distractions like phones and make appropriate eye contact. This signals that you value what they're saying and creates a foundation for meaningful exchange. Reflective responses, demonstrate that you are listening by reflecting back what you've heard. Phrases like "so what you're saying is," or "it sounds like you felt," show that you're processing and understanding their words. Emotional attunement, pay attention to the emotions behind the words. If someone sounds excited, match their energy. If they're sharing something serious, respond with appropriate gravity. When you truly listen, you'll find that conversation topics naturally emerge from what your partner is sharing. This eliminates the pressure to constantly think of new things to say because the conversation itself provides the roadmap. Mastering the art of asking questions. Questions are the fuel that keeps conversations moving forward. However, not all questions are created equal. The key is asking questions that invite elaboration and emotional sharing rather than simple yes or no responses. Open-ended questions are your best tools for maintaining conversation flow. Instead of asking, "Did you have a good weekend?" try "What was the highlight of your weekend?" This approach invites storytelling and gives your conversation partner multiple directions to take the discussion. Follow-up questions show genuine interest and help deepen the conversation. If someone mentions they went hiking, don't just move on to the next topic. Ask about the trail they chose, what they enjoyed most about the experience, or whether they prefer hiking alone or with others. These simple conversation starters can transform a basic exchange into an engaging dialogue that reveals personality, values, and interests. Personal questions, when asked appropriately, can create deeper connections. Questions about someone's passions, dreams, or meaningful experiences often lead to the most engaging conversations. However, gauge the relationship and context carefully. What's appropriate with a close friend may not be suitable for a new acquaintance. The power of storytelling and personal sharing. Sharing personal stories and experiences is one of the most effective ways to keep conversations flowing naturally. Stories create emotional connections and give others permission to open up about their own experiences. When sharing stories, focus on experiences that evoke emotions or contain universal themes that others can relate to. A story about overcoming a challenge, learning something new, or experiencing an unexpected moment of joy can resonate with almost anyone. The key to effective storytelling in conversation is brevity and relevance. Your stories should enhance the dialogue, not dominate it. Aim for stories that last 30 to 60 seconds and directly relate to the topic at hand. This keeps the conversation balanced and gives your partner opportunities to contribute their own experiences. Vulnerability, when shared appropriately, can deepen connections significantly. Sharing your struggles, failures, or moments of uncertainty, in appropriate contexts, invites others to be equally open, creating conversations that feel authentic and meaningful. Reading social cues and adjusting your approach. Natural conversation requires sensitivity to social cues and the ability to adjust your approach based on your partner's responses. Learning to read both verbal and nonverbal signals will help you navigate conversations more skillfully. Body language provides crucial information about how your conversation is being received. Leaning in, maintaining eye contact, and open postures typically indicate engagement and interest. Conversely, crossed arms, looking away, or stepping back might suggest discomfort or disengagement. Verbal cues are equally important. Enthusiastic responses, questions, and elaborations show that your conversation partner is engaged. Short answers, monotone responses, or attempts to change the subject might indicate that it's time to shift your approach or gracefully transition to a new topic. If you notice signs of disengagement, don't panic or force the conversation. Instead, try asking an open-ended question about something you know interests them, or gracefully transition to a lighter topic. Sometimes acknowledging the shift directly can help. I feel like I might have gotten too serious there. What's something fun you are looking forward to? Overcoming common conversation killers. Certain behaviors and approaches can quickly derail natural conversation flow. Recognizing and avoiding these conversation killers is essential for maintaining engaging dialogue. Monologuing is one of the most common conversation killers. While sharing stories and experiences is important, conversations should feel like a tennis match, not a lecture. If you find yourself talking for more than a minute or two without input from your partner, pause and invite their participation. Controversial topics can be conversation killers in many contexts, though this depends heavily on the relationship and setting. While meaningful conversations sometimes touch on challenging subjects, be mindful of the time, place, and your relationship with the other person. Constantly redirecting conversations back to yourself can make others feel unheard and unimportant. If someone shares that they had a difficult day at work, resist the urge to immediately launch into your own work problems. Instead, ask follow-up questions and show genuine interest in their experience. Interrupting breaks the natural rhythm of conversation and can make others feel disrespected. Even if you have something exciting to share, wait for natural pauses before contributing your thoughts. Building genuine rapport and connection. Rapport is the foundation of natural conversation flow. When two people have good rapport, conversations feel effortless and enjoyable for both participants. Building rapport requires authenticity, empathy, and genuine interest in others. Finding common ground creates immediate connection. This might be shared experiences, similar values, mutual interests, or even parallel challenges. When you discover commonalities, acknowledge them explicitly. I can really relate to that feeling, or I've had a similar experience. Mirroring, when done subtly and naturally, can help build rapport. This involves matching your conversation partner's energy level, pace of speech, or even posture. However, this should feel natural, not like mimicry. Showing genuine curiosity about others' perspectives, experiences, and thoughts demonstrates respect and interest. People are drawn to those who make them feel interesting and valued. Navigating difficult moments in conversation. Even skilled conversationalists encounter awkward moments, disagreements, or uncomfortable silences. How you handle these challenging moments often determines whether a conversation recovers and continues flowing or comes to an abrupt end. Awkward silences don't have to be conversation enders. Sometimes a brief pause is natural and comfortable. If a silence feels awkward, you can address it directly with humor. "Well, that's a natural pause in our fascinating discussion." Or you can use the silence as an opportunity to shift to a new topic or ask a question about something you noticed about your environment. Disagreements can actually enhance conversations when handled skillfully. Instead of arguing or dismissing different viewpoints, try phrases like "That's an interesting perspective," "I hadn't thought about it that way," or "Help me understand your thinking on that." This keeps the dialogue open and shows respect for different opinions. Many people struggle with conversation flow because they put too much pressure on themselves to be entertaining or impressive. This anxiety about maintaining conversations is more common than you might think, and recognizing that others share this concern can help reduce the pressure you place on yourself. Advanced techniques for natural conversation flow. Once you've mastered the basics, several advanced techniques can take your conversation skills to the next level. These strategies help create the kind of memorable, meaningful conversations that people remember long after they end. Callback references involve remembering and referencing something mentioned earlier in the conversation. If someone mentioned their love of hiking at the beginning of your conversation, you might later say, "Given your love of the outdoors, what do you think about?" This shows you were listening and creates continuity throughout your interaction. Emotional labeling involves identifying and acknowledging the emotions behind what someone is sharing. "It sounds like that was really frustrating," or "you seem excited about this opportunity" helps people feel understood and encourages them to share more deeply. Hypothetical questions can spark interesting discussions and reveal values and personality. "If you could have dinner with anyone in history, who would it be?" or "what would you do if you won the lottery tomorrow?" can lead to fascinating conversations that go beyond surface-level topics. Adapting to different conversation contexts. Different social contexts require different approaches to conversation. Understanding how to adapt your style while maintaining natural flow is crucial for success in various settings. Professional conversations often require more structure while still maintaining natural flow. Focus on topics related to work, industry trends, or professional development. However, don't forget to include some personal elements. Asking about weekend plans or sharing appropriate personal anecdotes can humanize professional interactions. Social gatherings often involve group conversations, which require different skills than one-on-one dialogue. In group settings, pay attention to who hasn't spoken recently and direct questions their way. Also, be prepared to gracefully enter and exit conversations as the group dynamic shifts. Online interactions, whether through video calls or messaging, present unique challenges for natural conversation flow. Video resources can provide valuable insights into maintaining engagement and connection in digital formats. Developing your conversation skills over time. Like any skill, natural conversation ability improves with practice and conscious effort. The key is to approach each interaction as an opportunity to learn and grow rather than a performance to be evaluated. Start by focusing on one technique at a time. You might spend a week concentrating on asking better follow-up questions, then shift your focus to active listening the following week. This gradual approach prevents overwhelm and allows you to integrate new skills naturally. Seek feedback from trusted friends or family members. Ask them about your conversation style and whether there are areas where you could improve. Learning from others' strategies and experiences can provide valuable insights and new approaches to try. Managing conversation anxiety is often a crucial step in developing natural flow. The more relaxed and present you can be in conversations, the more naturally they will flow. Practice mindfulness techniques and remind yourself that most people are understanding and forgiving of conversational imperfections. Building long-term conversation skills. Developing exceptional conversation skills is a lifelong journey that pays dividends in every area of your life. The investment you make in learning to connect authentically with others will enhance your personal relationships, professional opportunities, and overall life satisfaction. Read widely and stay curious about the world. The more knowledge and experiences you have to draw from, the more you'll be able to contribute to conversations on diverse topics. This doesn't mean you need to be an expert on everything, but having broad interests gives you more connection points with others. Practice empathy and emotional intelligence. The more you can understand and relate to others' experiences and emotions, the more naturally your conversations will flow. Developing strong communication foundations will serve you well in all types of interactions. Remember that great conversations are collaborative efforts. Your job isn't to entertain or impress, but to create a space where both people can share, connect, and enjoy the interaction. When you approach conversations with genuine curiosity and care for others, natural flow follows almost automatically. Conclusion. Keeping conversations flowing naturally is both an art and a skill that anyone can develop with practice and intentionality. The techniques covered in this guide, from active listening and thoughtful questioning to storytelling and rapport building, provide a comprehensive framework for creating engaging, meaningful dialogue in any context. Remember that natural conversation flow isn't about being perfect or never experiencing awkward moments. It's about being present, authentic, and genuinely interested in connecting with others. When you focus on making others feel heard and valued rather than worrying about your own performance, conversations tend to flow more naturally. The ability to maintain engaging conversations is one of the most valuable social skills you can possess. It opens doors professionally, deepens personal relationships, and makes social interactions more enjoyable and fulfilling. With consistent practice and the techniques outlined in this guide, you'll find that natural conversation flow becomes second nature, allowing you to connect more meaningfully with everyone you meet.